This episode of Just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood is brought to you by Hannah Anderson. For over 30 years, kids have played and laughed in Hannah Anderson's clothing. Stay tuned for more information.
Go ahead, shake that jar of sprinkles and celebrate your role as a mom. I'm Stephanie Fleece with City Moms Blog Network, and my hope is that the next 40 minutes or so bring a smile to your face, a skip to your step, and a sprinkle or two to your mundane. This is Just Add Sprinkles, Celebrating Motherhood, a podcast by City Moms Blog Network. Happy December, everyone! No matter what holiday you celebrate this season, my hope for you and your family is a heart full of cheer and full of celebration. There are millions of moms who read posts across our network of sites, thousands who write for us, and hundreds who own City Moms Blog Network sites. And on behalf of all of us, happy holidays! But do any of you feel a little extra anxious this season? Let's be honest. As moms, we have a lot of pressure put on us to make sure this season is merry and bright for our families, which is really hard sometimes. My guess is your family is a whole lot like ours. We've got all of these grandiose ideas in our minds of what this holiday season is going to look like. We're going to make Christmas cookies. We're going to buy the perfect gifts for our teachers. We're going to host the best holiday party in our neighborhood, not to mention get all of those holiday cards in the mail in a timely manner and addressed properly. You wouldn't want the wrong address and it being returned to you before the holidays, right? Those are just a few things that all of us are juggling during this time of year. And while wonderful things, and they all certainly do add to the joy of the holidays, man, it can be stressful. I don't know if y'all can agree with that, but I know for me, there are moments, seconds of joy, followed quickly by moments of frustration and me wanting to pull my hair out. And so the holidays really are such a juggle for so many of us. So in this episode, we're going to dive deeper into that exact topic and discuss some of the ways to make this time of year less stressful and hopefully more joyful. Here's what's coming your way in this episode of Just Add Sprinkles. First, we'll visit with one of our writers whose post about having so much stuff around the holidays went viral. She shares some great insight with us as we gear up for this season that typically brings more stuff into our home. I'll also be sharing one of my favorite new ways to celebrate the holidays with some girlfriends. And we'll finish up with information from our sponsors, Hannah Anderson. With all of that being said, I'm so excited to get started. In our home, we celebrate Christmas this time of year. I have three little girls, and I will tell you what, it's such a joy to make memories with them and to celebrate the season. But on the flip side, it's a whole lot of work as well. There's so many invitations, so many cookies, so many activities, and so many expectations. It's really hard to keep up, and not just keep up, to also keep my chin up through all of it. The season that's supposed to be so much about celebration, the celebration of love and life and family and friends. Oftentimes, the celebration gets to the wayside as we move forward with all the anxiety and expectations that we have on ourselves and also on other people. It's so amazing to me how a season that's supposed to be about celebration, the celebration of love, celebration of life, celebration of family and friends. Oftentimes, the celebratory part of the season goes to the wayside as we are bogged down with all of the to-dos between buying the proper gift and planning the perfect party and making sure everything goes the way that we've expected it to in our heads. Celebration, unfortunately, is likely the last word that we think of when we think of this season. And I hate that. I don't want that to be the case for my family, and I certainly also don't want it to be the case for your family. With all that in mind, I'm so excited to be featuring a blog post on Chattanooga Moms Blog by contributor Jama Oliver that resonated with so many of our moms. The post is entitled, A Friendly Holiday Reminder from a Mom with Too Much Stuff. And it's one of my personal favorites for the holiday season. And Jama is joining us now. Welcome to my friend Jama Oliver. How are you doing, Jama?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, the holidays are upon us, right? Whether ready or not, like, that's what we're jumping into. So tell me, are you a early decorator or a, like, mid-December decorator or long before Thanksgiving decorator? Tell me kind of what your house looks like.
Well, it's kind of funny. It depends on the year. There have been some years where I haven't felt super festive and I've kind of put it off until early December, usually not much later than that. And then there are some years where I'm so excited that, like, shortly after the 1st of November, I'm pulling boxes out of the attic. This year, I started decorating pretty early because I feel festive again for the first time in a couple of years. So I just went with it and started decorating early.
That is too funny. Yeah, I have seen all over social media so many of my mom friends decorating so early this year. I feel like I don't know what it is about it, but I think, to your point, people must have a festive spirit.
We're just feeling it this year.
Tell us a little bit about your family. You live in Chattanooga, and I know you have four boys. So how old are your boys? And just a little bit about your family would be great.
My husband and I moved to Chattanooga just a little less than 2 years ago. And so it's been a big change for us to be here, just us and our boys. We're used to living really close to family. But we have four boys. They are 10, 9, 5, and 2. And we homeschool. So it is kind of loud mass chaos all the time at my house. And it's fun and kind of smelly. But that's our family. I mean, really the only other girl in the house is our cat. Even the dog's a boy.
Oh, that is a lot of boys, especially because I have three girls. So for us, our house definitely can be smelly at times too. But I certainly hope that in the near future, things will be nice and fresh all the time because I have a lot of females going on. Totally different household than us. Obviously, day in and day out, that four kids, four boys, those ages, it can be a little bit crazy or a lot crazy, right?
I was going to say a lot crazy.
A lot crazy most of the time. But how about just the holiday season for you? Do you feel like you find that you're kind of one of those moms that tends to be really anxious around the holidays because it just feels like so much stuff going on and out of your control?
Yes, I'm very, very anxious around the holidays. I'm really bubbly and open and I like to chit chat, but deep down I'm kind of an introvert and I need a lot of time at home and I need order and I need some quiet. So when the holidays start coming around and there's all these things to do and all of these things to go to and all of these events and there's just so much that I tend to get very overwhelmed and very anxious. And so I really have to make an effort to look at our calendar and kind of see what we've got on the horizon and be okay with saying no. Otherwise, I end up not very festive and kind of grouchy and stressed out. So I've learned over the years how to kind of pull back and make it fun but relaxed a little bit so that we don't all get so overwhelmed.
I think you probably feel very similarly to what I'd say most moms feel around the holiday season. The idea of it's the most wonderful time of the year in some facets is so true, right? Everybody loves it. But at the same time, like as the mom, I find that so many people just feel like, there's so much going on. I have so much more stuff in my house right now.
Yes.
And I have all these responsibilities to make this the most wonderful time of the year, but it doesn't feel like that to me. So I think you're probably in like-minded company when you say you feel a little anxious.
I think so. A lot of my friends kind of feel the same way. We end up very stressed out and kind of going out and having some wine and just trying to have quiet every now and then. It's fun, but it's just so overwhelming.
I love your thought or your comment about looking at your calendar and trying to protect it to some extent. And you've got a self-awareness that you need quiet, you need some downtime, yes. Or else it's just going to make the anxiety even greater. But I think that comment is so true. I know I was just telling one of my friends the other day that I look at our November and December and I pull my kids out of almost every activity those 2 months.
Yes.
We don't sign up for things that are outside of holiday things because I do love the holidays and I want them to be able to do all of these fun activities, but that on top of our already chaotic schedule makes for just mom basket caseness, at least in my
case. Oh my goodness, absolutely. I end up at the end of the day kind of, we call it when I turn into dragon mom, because I go from like really sweet and fun to just overwhelmed and just yelling, and that's just not fun for anyone. So we all try to make an effort to just keep a little calm through the holidays.
I totally become dragon mom as well, especially in December. So I totally get it. But there is a beautiful thing about, I look back on my childhood years of, you know, obviously many holidays with my family and my parents growing up. And I don't ever remember my mom being like that at all. And so I'd like to think that like, somehow that those memories are erased from our children's minds.
Oh, I hope so.
But I certainly would hope so. Oh my goodness. Well, the topic at hand today is a post that you wrote for Chattanooga Mom's Blog that's called A Friendly Holiday Suggestion from a Mom with Too Much Stuff. And so we are going to hear Jaima read this post, and then we're going to circle back around and the two of us are going to talk about it.
The holiday season is officially upon us. I'm going to take this opportunity to say something that may anger some of you, particularly those of you who may or may not be grandparents or extended family to precious little children that you are looking forward to showering with many, many wrapped and bow-topped items over the coming weeks. I say this not to hurt your feelings, but to let you know something that a lot of us mamas, although certainly not all, are feeling this time of year. You ready? Put down whatever it is you are about to buy our children. Put it down. Did you do it? Did you put it down? Now, ask yourself this very important question. Am I buying this because it is useful and long-lasting? Or am I buying this because it makes me feel good and will make this child excited for a few minutes? Because if the answer is that you're buying that gift because it makes you feel good, we don't want it. I have 4 children, y'all, all boys. By the time you get down the line to the 4th boy, you have all of the things, all of them. Honestly, there is not one toy, book, or other non-consumable item you could buy my 4th boy that we don't already have. The only exception is blue jeans and tennis shoes, because those actually do wear out. So if you want to buy my youngest little snowflakes something for Christmas, just make it jeans or shoes. Sizes 2T and 5T, thank you. We have become a culture obsessed with stuff. Our homes are overrun with stuff. Shoot, even our cars are filled with stuff. One estimate is that the average American home has over 300,000 items. Our homes have tripled in size over the last 50 years, yet our families are smaller. We are buying bigger and bigger houses for our things rather than our people. Even the poorest among us are drowning in stuff because when those who are wealthier among us get tired of their stuff or just want more stuff, they pass it along to the local thrift store. Every year since I've had children, I've looked forward to the holiday season less and less. Our calendars are bursting at the seams, and hanging over my head is the knowledge that on top of all the things I am constantly moving, picking up, washing, cleaning, sorting, and tripping over, we are about to get even more. We will go to celebration after celebration where everyone feels like they need to give my kids something. More often than not, it's something that they love for a day or two, a week at most, and then it's tossed aside for me to clean, pick up, wash, or find a new home for, or nag my kids about doing those things. Christmas isn't fun anymore. It's work. It's stress. It's mess and clutter and chaos. Now, I know what you might be thinking. This sounds like a personal problem, and she just needs to relax or make her kids pick up after themselves or be thankful that people want to buy them things. I have relaxed significantly over the years, just ask my husband. I do make my kids pick up after themselves. I am thankful that people love my kids and want to buy them gifts. But we have too much. We have so much that my kids stand in a room filled with toys and can't figure out what to play with. Heck, I stand in their rooms and can't figure out what they should play with. There are too many choices. So, my dear friends, allow me to suggest some ways to share the holiday spirit without buying stuff for kids. You can buy memberships to a zoo, museum, aquarium, or other local spot. Every city has some place that kids love to go. So why not buy passes to that local zoo or museum or even a nearby aquarium? If you're afraid that kid's not going to be excited over just getting tickets for Christmas, you can give them a couple of items showing them the fun things that they'll get to do when they go. For example, a stuffed monkey to take to the zoo, a book about sharks to get ready for the aquarium, or a science journal and pen for the children's museum. You can give a day, a month, or a year at a local climbing gym. You can pay for classes. Whether the recipient is a fan of dance, martial arts, computers, Legos, or cooking, there are classes available. My guess is that the mom of a bunch of kids would love to be able to take her kids to classes like these, but can't afford it. It's just a hunch. You can buy a monthly subscription, such as Kiwi Crate. My mom bought my older boys' subscriptions to Tinker Crate for my oldest and Kiwi Crate for my second, and they loved them. Although we've not had an active subscription since last spring, they frequently ask when we can get crates again. Whether the kiddo in your life likes arts, crafts, building, or pretend play, these boxes are fantastic for ages 3 to 14. They also have a new crate available for babies and toddlers called Caterpillar Crate that's definitely worth checking out. This is definitely a gift that will make kids and parents happy. You can try movie gift cards. We're a family of six. Six. Remember your last trip to the movies? Remember how expensive it was? Now multiply that by six. Yeah, we don't go to the movies often. A great gift for a kid are the funds to go to a movie and then the right to pick the flick. Give a gift certificate to a theater, some dollar store boxes of candy, a couple of sodas for the special occasion only, and instructions that only the recipient gets to pick the movie. Now, how about some ideas for the grown-ups? For the adults in your life, why not pay for a visit with a personal trainer? I am a personal trainer in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I know that there are thousands of us across the country who would absolutely love to be given as a gift to your friends and loved ones. You can buy one session or maybe a couple and just get your friend or family member acquainted with the local gym. For your girlfriends, plan a paint night or attend a workshop. Last year, my friends and I had a soap making party at a local soap shop. Rather than exchanging gifts, we bought wine and food and spent the night learning how to make bath goodies. And then we got to take it home. We had a great time, learned something new, and went home with something we would actually use. There are studios all over the country for paint nights where you can go and have a couple of drinks and eat some snacks and paint a really good painting. Then you've got some art to bring home and hang in your home. And finally, coffee or restaurant gift cards, especially for the parents in your life. My husband and I run on caffeine and Jesus. Jesus is free. Starbucks is not. I genuinely cannot think of a better gift than a Starbucks gift card. As for restaurants, if it's not Chick-fil-A, the hubs and I don't get to enjoy it together. So how about a restaurant gift card and an offer to babysit? Shopping for worthless stuff has become way too easy. Rather than showering your friends and family with whatever you can find in the clearance aisle, pick up something that will really enrich their lives. As an added bonus, you'll avoid getting the stink eye from a tired mama who can't stand the thought of one more toy.
All right, Jaima, I love that. I think that we all likely can agree with so many of the statements that you said in this post. And I know, you know, we've had thousands of readers read this post specifically and really resonated with it. And so tell me what inspired you to write it from the beginning.
It was something that I had kind of been mulling over for a while, but didn't really know how to approach it. I don't think that any of us want to seem ungrateful. And we don't want our kids to not get gifts for Christmas, but somehow there's got to be a happy medium between showing up on our doorstep with 50 gifts for my kids that they're going to play with for a week and then are going to be left for me to pick up and, you know, coming up with some just thoughtful, a few items to get really excited about. My mother-in-law is, her love language is giving of gifts. She is a fantastic shopper. She loves to shop. She's great at finding a bargain. And when we only had one child, that was amazing because we needed all of the things. But by the time we had two and then three and then four boys, we had everything. And so, although I wasn't speaking directly to my mother-in-law, because she and I talk very, I know, we can talk about that in a second. She and I talk very openly about this stuff. Like, I adore her. She's the best. And we have a really good relationship. But that kind of brought to my mind of like, you know, we're giving all these gifts to our kids so that they can be excited for a few minutes. And then ultimately what we're doing is just crowding our house with work. I had reached the point where I didn't feel like a mom so much as I just felt like a manager of stuff. I spend so much time, especially around the holidays, just dealing with all of the toys and goodies that come into our house that I don't get to enjoy the season because I'm too busy working. And I think that that's something that we don't think about a lot. Whenever we give a gift, we want it to be enjoyed and we're not thinking, hey, could I possibly be giving this person more work to do that they don't really want? And so I kind of wanted to address that in a way that made people stop and think before they buy, and to maybe focus more on experiences or things that are long lasting so that we're not just giving moms more work to do.
I was just thinking as you were talking about the dichotomy of, you know, December is so much about these gifts that we buy and then receiving various gifts from family and loved ones. And then we transition nearly immediately into the new year with like, less is more, like yes. Start some new, we've got all of these kind of ideas in mind of ways that we're going to free our lives up in the coming year. But you go from one end of the extreme to the next in like yes. a week period of time. No wonder why we're all anxious. We're all like,
oh, no kidding.
What am I going to do? All of this stuff. But no, I love, especially loved your ideas about the experiences being a really great gift idea, whether it be from grandparents or friends. But can you think of any specific experiences that your kids or you and your husband have been gifted with over the years that might make for a good gift idea this year for someone?
My mom, a couple of years ago, gave us family passes to the aquarium. So we had a whole year of being able to go to the aquarium as a family. And she spent actually a little bit less on those aquarium tickets than she would have spent buying individual items for all of us. She also one year gave us, or gave the boys, each their own kiwi crate, which is actually one of the things I mentioned in the post. It's a box that they get every single month. And actually, one of my boys just asked me this morning, when's my kiwi crate going to be here? So it's STEM projects or arts and craft projects. They even have one for toddlers now that works on fine motor skills. So that's been fantastic. That's a gift that you can pay for one time, and then they get a little something every month that's educational and something that we do together, which is great. We've been gifted tickets to the zoo before, which my 9-year-old absolutely loves because he loves animals. Classes. We've been gifted some classes before. My best friend, almost every year, takes me out for a paint night, and that's our Christmas gift. We go out and just do a little paint night together. I've got a couple of paintings hanging in my living room that she and I have painted together. So there's all kinds of things that you can do and that you can give that are fun and their experiences, but they don't offer up a whole bunch of work and clutter for the rest of the year.
I love all of those ideas, especially for the kiddos, but I also love the suggestion of being mindful in the gifts that you're giving to friends or certainly to other adults in your life, because that can get just as much cluttersome as all of the kids' things. And it actually reminds me of a quote that a mentor of mine shared with me a number of years back, and it's really stuck with me over time. But she said that the very best gifts that you can give someone is a gift that says, I see you. And I think so often the holiday season especially, you just have this list of these people you have to buy for, right? And you go one after the next just thinking of something that you could get them, rather than really being mindful and saying, okay, what is something that would really bless this person, that would say, I see you, I see a need that you have, whether it be a friend like your girlfriend that gifts the painting class, and she sees that, you know, quality time together in motherhood especially is so challenging. So that's such a beautiful gift that you can give someone. But I do think that the experiences so often, more than not, do very much speak to that I see you idea, that the best gifts say I see you. And so I love the idea of experiences. Now I'm going to go a direction that I don't know if you're going to have an answer for, but I'm curious. So for all of those people that buy junk, we'll say it.
Just call it what it is.
Right, just call it what it is. Especially people that are close to you. How do you, in a roundabout way, other than posting a blog post, sending them a link to your blog post and saying, hey, here, this I've written this for you. Have you found creative ways of sharing, like, helpful gift ideas with these people? Because sometimes that's hard.
Well, I'll tell you, we have to talk about my mother-in-law again. She's wonderful, and thankfully she and I have a great relationship, and so I'm very comfortable talking with her. After this blog post went live, she, you know, it was one of those things where I thought, I need to text her and let her know this is coming out, and I'm not talking about her, and everything's cool. And I have four kids, and I kind of forgot. And so the blog post came out, and she was devastated. Like, you know, sent me a message and was like, oh my gosh, I've already bought all the boys' Christmas presents and I just can't take it back and I'm so sorry. And I mean, she was just, devastated. And so she and I had a lot, she and I had a lot of conversations that came out of this blog post where I let her know that I understand that her love language is giving gifts and it's not all about her. She genuinely looks for things that she thinks the boys will enjoy. And that's different than just marking somebody off of a list. But she has made some changes over the last several months where she's thinking of things that the boys will enjoy, but also things that are consumable, things that they can do, things that aren't more work for us, more cleanup for us. She sent us art supplies, which has been fantastic. She sent just a big box of just paper. You know how kids love to draw. They have gone through that paper and said it's one of the best things that they've gotten. And so I think being open and upfront, and people that really care about you and really care about your kids aren't going to want to make things more difficult for you. We just have to be kind and upfront and just have the conversation and explain. It's not that we don't appreciate what you're doing for us. It's just, you have to remember that when you give the gift, it's over for you. It's not over for us. It's like giving a 2-year-old a puppy. Like, hey, thanks for giving my child a puppy, and now I have to feed it and walk it and take it to the vet. Like, that was a sweet gift, but you just gave me a lot of work. Right. One of the minimalism quotes that I love is, the actual cost of an item is the time and energy it takes for you to take care of it. And so even though you may have gotten a great deal on something, it may be costing the person that you're giving it to quite a bit. So I think if we just explain that to people, most of our family members really care about us and will listen and be receptive.
Yeah, well, I'm probably a little bit more similar to your mother-in-law in that my love language is receiving and giving gifts. That's my love language. So anyone that knows me knows that I love buying people stuff. it's just, and honestly, it doesn't have to be anything big. For those of you that are not like that love language, which very few people are,
I'm absolutely not.
You know what? My husband isn't. There are very few people in my family that are, but it is never about how much money or like how big of the item. It is always just the thought. So even a card is really like touching and feels loving to me. But I do think that like so many things that you're sharing, as well as, you know, me embracing this thought of each gift should say, I see you, to the person, has really made me stop to think like, okay, I don't care if it's on the clearance end cap or it's just a good deal or something made me think that this person would like this time. I really need to be thoughtful in my gift giving, and I want that to be the case this year and going into the future for the holidays. And I'm sure that that will be the case for you and your mother-in-law. I feel like your mother-in-law is getting a lot of time here in our podcast. Which
I
is
know.
Awesome.
Well, it's funny, even though that the blog post wasn't directed at her, she and I have had so many conversations about it because of it. Because, I mean, she's like you. She's a gift giver. She loves to shop and loves to find good deals, and she's really good at it. And it's not that she despises things for the sake of buying things. She always is thoughtful, but I think she's even more thoughtful now. Because we've had this kind of difficult conversation.
Yeah. And you know, difficult conversations, although they can be painful or cause people anxiety, truthfully, those conversations are what cause relationships to become more intimate over time.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want, especially with our loved ones and our family, is to create a sense of intimacy where our relationship just deepens over time. And that's not going to happen when you just have surface level conversations all of the time, because relationships are hard. And so I do think all of those kind of suggestions and just pondering through like your conversations with your mother-in-law in a respectful way, but and also in a truthful way is really insightful and really helpful, certainly to me and hopefully to all of our listeners as well.
So, you know, use the blog post as like a beginning of a conversation.
Yeah.
No passive aggressive, just posting it on someone's wall.
Yeah, right. Please don't do that. Oh my goodness. Well, I had one kind of personal story come to mind as we were talking, and we'll close things up after that. But I was thinking specifically about a prompting that I had a couple of holidays ago. We had just moved into our neighborhood, and so now all of a sudden I have all these new neighbors. And being the good neighbor I was, new neighbor, I wanted to do something for our neighbors for the holiday. And so I could have made a fruitcake or, you know, like showed up with some kind of junk, we'll just call it, because we already threw it out there anyway. But instead, I really was like, I want to be mindful of what I'm giving these people, because these will be my neighbors likely for a long while. And so I just thought to myself, what do I do somewhat easily that could really bless someone? And I love to cook. I love to cook dinner. That's not the case for everybody. But I just decided that holiday and every kind of December since then, that we are going to make a meal, a dinner for all of our neighbors at some point in December. And so we, my girls and I have this tradition now that we sit down and we make a menu, which is so fun. So we give them options that they could choose from. We show up on their doorstep like we're a waitress, like we're a bunch of waitresses. We ask them like, these are your options for your holiday meal this year. What would you like? And then we ask them what day we can bring it to them. So we give them a couple weeks options and they select it, and the girls love like checking off everything. And then you know what? What I do is I essentially make that same meal for my family that night as well as for our neighbors. And so it's just doubling the recipe pretty much. And I know that this idea would cause a lot of people anxiety to make somebody else a meal. But for me, that was super second nature to just think I can bless somebody with a meal. And so I share that not to make y'all feel poorly or anything about yourselves, but to really challenge you to think outside of the box when it comes to gift giving this year. And I know so many of our neighbors, like every year we come up to their doorstep, they're like, yay, what's on the menu this year, right? Because December is such a crazy time of year and such a great opportunity to bless somebody with a practical gift idea. I like to think that it's practical. Everybody has to eat at some point, right?
Oh, that's wonderful. And now I want to be your neighbor. I want to move into your neighborhood. Can I do that?
You can, and we will show up with your menu in hand.
Oh, I love it. That's such a great idea.
Oh, well, Jaima, I have so loved talking with you about this topic, and I know it's got my mind kind of wheeling as we're going into this holiday season this year. So thank you for your time. Thank you for to your point about your conversation with your mother-in-law, your loving yet truthful blog post, because I do think it's going to stir a lot in all of us as we look to purchase gifts this year. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Jama Oliver is one of thousands of moms who are contributors to City Moms Blog Network sites across the country. We now have nearly 80 sites with millions of moms reading posts like the one you just heard from Jama every month. Connection is the heart behind City Moms Blog Network. Motherhood sure can be a lonely journey, but our local sites all aim to connect moms in their communities by sharing information online and also hosting offline events. Have you found a sister site in your neck of the woods? If there isn't one, we would love for you to think about starting one. You'd be joining a sisterhood of moms across the country who support one another and run successful businesses with a flexible schedule. For more information, visit citymomsblog.com. And when you get to our website, click on our sites tab, and you'll find more information about starting a sister site there.
City Moms Blog Network contributors are always coming up with amazing ideas, hacks, and recipes. We scoured thousands of entries to find something just for you. You've got to try this.
So every year, I'm always trying to think creatively about experiences, just like Jama and I spoke about, that I can help to create that would be a great celebration of friendship and also during the holiday season. And so this year in particular, I'm super excited to be hosting a wreath-making ladies' dinner. And so what this is going to look like, and I'll have to report on how it goes later on in another episode, but I'm inviting some of my closest friends to join me for a super simple dinner. We're going to do soup and tomato soup, actually, and grilled cheeses. So super simple dinner. And then we're going to make our own wreaths. So I've asked everyone that's attending to bring an assortment of greens. Some people are picking up greens at their local nursery. Others in our neck of the woods are fortunate to be able to just go to their backyards or ask their neighbors to clip some of the greenery from their trees. So everyone's bringing an assortment of greenery. So whether it's spruce or juniper, holly, eucalyptus, all sorts of things, there's a lot of options for greenery. But I'm picking up the wreath frames at our local craft store, grabbing some wire cutters and wire, garden gloves, and we're just gonna make wreaths together. I've never made a wreath before in my life, but I certainly can go to Pinterest and check out other blogs that have great tutorials on making your own wreath this holiday season. And so I'm really hoping that it's not only enjoyable for my friends and a blessing to them to just have some downtime to relax and be with girlfriends this holiday season, but it also ends with a beautiful wreath that they can hang on their door as we celebrate this season together. And so whether or not you want to do something similar, or you're thinking outside of the box and thinking of other types of experiences that you might be able to help create for your friends, I'd encourage you to just think about what might truly be a blessing to those loved ones in your life. And like I said, I'll have to make sure to report back about our wreath making extravaganza in our next episode. This episode of Just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood is brought to you by our sponsors, Hannah Anderson. For over 30 years, kids have played and laughed in Hannah Anderson's clothing. And I don't know about y'all, but I love their pajamas. I have been a Hannah Anderson fan since my kiddos were little, and their pajamas are by far our all-time favorites. They are crazy soft, they wash very well, and their prints are just adorable. Year-round prints are perfect, but because it's the holiday season, we want to make sure that you know about their holiday pajamas, and in particular, their matching family holiday pajamas. I promise you'll fall in love with their sweet stripes and all of their fun prints too. So you're going to want to check out Hannah Anderson this holiday season. You can do so at www.hannahanderson.com/pajamas for the pajamas in particular. And Hannah Anderson is spelled with two S's. So make sure that you check it out. HannahAnderson.com/pajamas will get you directly to all of the fun holiday pajamas that they have available for this holiday season. So that's it for this episode of Just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood. Thank you so much for joining me as we chatted about ways to make this holiday season a little bit easier on all of us moms. A huge thank you to Jama Oliver from Chattanooga Moms Blog. We so appreciate the insight you shared. We're also incredibly grateful for our sponsor for this podcast, Hannah Anderson. And I totally suggest checking out their holiday PJs. They are adorable, and I promise you're going to love them. So you can find more information about those at HannahAnderson.com. On our next episode, I am really excited because we are going to discuss fun family traditions for the holidays. But we want to hear from you. So next episode is going to be a combination of family traditions from our City Moms Blog Network team, as well as various people within our network. But we also want to hear from our listeners. And so please keep an eye out on our social media profiles. So both City Moms Blog Network, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, because we're going to be asking you to submit your traditions. And if you submit one of your traditions, there's a good chance we're going to talk about it in our next episode. So please be sure to keep an eye out on our social media profiles for that. And that's all for today. So until then, don't forget to just add sprinkles.